This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 5. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstar Season 5 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars, and I'm really happy to have back on the show my good friend, Corey McAtee. Welcome back.
Hello. Thank you. Great to be here.
Go check out Corey. Season 2, we did a song feature for her. Great song, I Want to Go Outside and Play, Stepping Into the Outside. But you're back with a brand new song, which is a total earworm. But before we get into that, let us know what you've been up to since the last time we talked.
Well, I've been working on writing and recording, and I have just released my second single. I'll get into that shortly. Last summer, I did some performing, and I had a friend make a band arrangement of I Want to Go Outside and Play. And so I sang along with the band. It was tons of fun. So I've been working on my social media presence and recording songs, writing them, and getting more new material out there to share with everybody. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. And everybody, do yourself a favor. Go follow Corey on TikTok, because I think out of, you know, many of us, I think your TikTok presence has probably been the most entertaining. Just the duets, especially, that you're out there doing.
I have a lot of fun with it. Yeah. I've been duetting others and creating music together and with small groups and large groups and funny videos and crazy videos.
And animals. And yes. It's hilarious. And you've built up a good following. So I think you're a great example of how to make it work on TikTok world. Others of us are still kind of figuring that part out.
It's a lot of fun. The fact that I know how to play a lot of different instruments makes it fun, because I can vary what I'm doing depending on what video I'm duetting. Maybe I'll hear a video that sounds like, oh, this would be a great song for a clarinet or a saxophone or even a tuba. And then I can bring those instruments in and accompany it and create a song around it. There's music everywhere. That's a lot
of fun.
That's
right. All right. Well, let's get into your new song. Called Rock With Me, and I love it. It's catchy, and like I said, it's a total earworm. But tell us about, you know, bringing this song to life.
So Rock With Me is a song that is about a person who finds music all around them, and whenever they hear the music, it just kind of infuses them. They just are compelled to go and rock with the song. They want to sing, they want to dance, they want to jam along with it. They want to play guitar or maybe air guitar or drums or some instrument. They want to dance around. They're just feeling that music. It doesn't matter whether it's in the shower or the car or the grocery store or wherever they hear it. And so it just kind of takes over them. And this is really something that kind of took me back to my childhood, because even as a kid, I always wanted to perform. And whenever there was an opportunity, I would take it. When my cousins were coming over, I'd invite them to work on a performance with me, and we'd have some living room performance for all of our family. I would listen to a song, and then I would grab my boombox and I'd put on a costume and go out on the front stoop of my house, and the neighbor kids would all gather around and I'd sing and I'd dance, and I'd rope my brother into doing it with me. And all the kids would gather around and everybody was rocking out to the music, and it was so much fun. And so that kind of inspired me to write Rock With Me, because I really feel music, and it's so much fun when you can almost have like a big party with everyone celebrating, rocking out to some music.
Yeah,
And
totally.
there's music all around us, like I said before, whether it's in nature or whether it's intentionally made music for people to listen to. There's always music around, and it's something that everybody enjoys. So
Yeah.
Rock With Me is a song that I wrote to kind of express that and share that with others and invite them to rock with me.
And you made a pretty fun music video for it too. Talk about that experience.
I did, yeah. I took a lot of footage in different places, from the ocean to a band shell to even a shopping mall and an elevator, because the song talks about rocking out in these different locations. Anytime you would hear music, or whether it's in the shower, like I said, or a hotel room, or wherever it is, just finding a way to enjoy that music and rock out with it. So you can see all of those different locations, and I'm wearing different outfits and things. There's kind of a surprise in the mall when I really become a rock star, and it's just a ton of fun.
Very cool. Well, everybody go check that out on YouTube. Rock With Me by Corey McAtee. We're going to play the song now. And then after we come back from listening to the song, we have some special surprises for you. Here it is, Rock With Me by Corey McAtee. That was Rock With Me. Great new song. Love it. Look forward to the rest of your album as you're pulling all of that together. But as a special treat, I want to start off by revisiting the first song you put out. I Want to Go Outside and Play, Stepping Into the Outside. If you want to kind of rehash the story behind that one, and then we'll replay that one for everyone.
All right. Yeah, I was talking to a children's songwriter over in Washington State. His name is Tim Noah. And he has an outdoor education center there called The Pond Beyond. And I had asked him if he had considered writing some music to promote that. And he said, yeah, I kind of thought about it. And then he asked me if I'd ever written any songs. And I said, well, no, I really haven't. And he encouraged me to try it. And so I Want to Go Outside and Play is actually the first song that I wrote. He kind of coached me. He said, oh, what about this? Maybe you could think about this or that. And then he introduced me to Dick Henderson, who I met up with and helped me to record the song. And he produced it, mixed and mastered it. And I brought my saxophone and played, and we had another person come in. Ted Dorch came and played. I played alto saxophone, he played tenor and baritone saxophone, and it all came together so well. It was just what I had thought in my head, and I was super excited about it. I'm still super excited about it. It's a really fun, awesome song about going outside and taking in everything that is outdoors with nature and playing and having fun with others and on your own. And it's just a ton of fun.
Yeah. Everybody kind of has that special place in their heart for their first song, baby. Cause mine made me realize I love this. I love writing songs and then hearing it come to life. So yeah, I completely get the feeling.
It's so exciting to have it come to fruition when you have it in your head and you've got a melody figured out and the lyrics and everything, but then having all the instrumental parts come together with it and just hearing it come alive is just so exciting. And then sharing it with people and having them enjoy it too. It's just wonderful.
Agreed. It's so much fun. All right. Well, we're going to play this song again for everyone. Here it is. I Want to Go Outside and Play, Stepping into the Outside by Corey McAtee. That was I Want to Go Outside and Play, Stepping into the Outside. As another little special bonus feature, I have to say that Corey has been one of my key collaborators on my Kindies Do the 80s series, which was kind of an idea I had a few years ago as someone who really, really came into, you know, just loving music in the 80s. And just being influenced by, you know, Duran Duran and, you know, great songs that are just so ubiquitous today, like Cyndi Lauper. And, I could rattle off about 50 artists.
Love 80s music. It's so fun.
It's special. And so, you know, doing cover songs, it was kind of a thought I had. And originally I had like, okay, if I can pull an album together, maybe a 15 to 20 covers, how cool would that be? And then the amount of interest that I got, and just the sheer number of songs and people reaching out saying, hey, what do you think about this song? I'm like, yeah, let's do it. It has ballooned now into what will eventually be a 5-volume set. Volume 4 is getting set to come out this Friday, which is going to be April 19th for everyone listening to the podcast. So you're either hearing this the day before it comes out, or it's out and you can go check it out. But Corey has become the sort of unofficial fourth member of Bananarama, as she has done 2 covers now of Bananarama songs. So she did Venus on Volume 2 and Work With Me for Cruel Summer here on Volume 4. So tell me a little bit about your, you know, your experience and how you think of the 80s and musically.
All right. I love 80s music. It's so nostalgic and fun. It seems like 80s music has all of that electronic sound happening and fun sound effects and just the songs themselves are so fun. And Bananarama had some great music out there. Both Venus and Cruel Summer are just a blast. The music video for Cruel Summer is really fun too. And I was thinking, oh man, this would be really, really fun to sing. I love Cruel Summer. And so I asked Patrick, hey, would you consider having this on your album? And he said, yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be fun. And so it was just a blast to sing it. I was really, really excited to do some 80s music. And I listened to the original version of Bananarama's version and listen for the different harmonies and things and match those and threw in an extra harmony too. And it's just so much fun. I'm really excited to share it with the world.
Yeah. Now these songs turned out really, really well. So we're going to play them both for you now. We're going to play Venus and then we're going to follow that up with Cruel Summer. As I said, Cruel Summer is going to be on Volume 4. So be sure to check that out and go back and check out the whole series and all of the great artists that are on it. Because they all have great back catalogs to check out, as does Corey. And yeah, just follow them on all the places, Spotify, YouTube, and definitely appreciate all that they do. So here we go. We're going to play those songs, Venus and Cruel Summer. Enjoy.
Venus was her name.
Well, I hope everyone enjoyed that little trip down memory lane with Venus and Cruel Summer. Bananarama covers done by Corey McAtee and yours truly. Well, Corey, excited about the new single and the album that you have in the works. But let everybody know, where can they stream, download, buy your stuff, and how can they find and connect with you?
All right. My music's available on all of the online music platforms, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Bandcamp. You can go on the social media sites and see my music videos on YouTube. I'm on all the social networks, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, well, X now, Threads. Yeah, find me online and help me get my music out into the world, share it, listen to it. And I hope that you enjoy it as much as I've enjoyed making it and sharing it with all of you.
Definitely. And we will look forward to having you back on once your album is ready. And we'll share a lot more songs with everyone. Corey, thank you so much for coming back on the show. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and hope to talk and see you again soon.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.